This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, Who Can.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. We've got a lot to get to in hour number two tonight because I'm excited to say that we are welcoming back to the Ladies' Lounge someone who was in the very original construct when we came up with the Ladies' Lounge. The Ladies' Lounge goes back to a nighttime talk show I did on a nightly basis for AM 970 The Answer in New York. It was 10 to midnight and or 9 to 11. I don't remember. What it was. It was late. But in the second hour, we would position these women of media, different expertise, different areas of interest, and we would invite them on. And from the very beginning, she was appearing with us every Thursday to talk relationships. Turned into a hugely popular thing. We still continue it to this day in Afternoon Drive now that we're trying to do what we can there. And she's also been a part of this Saturday night lineup for the longest time when we revived the actual Ladies' Lounge to the Saturday evening show. So it's fun to have her, and congratulations to her because her brand-new book is in stores and is out now, and we couldn't be more excited to talk about it with her tonight. Ashley Papa, thank you for being here. Relationship writer housed at ashleypapa.com and, of course, on Twitter at Ashley M. Papa. Good to have you.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks for that great intro.
Well, you have. You've been with us from the very beginning. I feel like I feel like that part of the reason you've got a book out there now is because you've grown your name and brand in such a way that it's helped. So let's talk about that. Normally, we have some of your articles that we deconstruct. I want to talk about the book tonight. What was the impetus for why you wanted to write Vixen Investigations: The Mayoral Affairs?
Well, you know, it started out as just a short stories series that I was going to do, and I originally thought my first full-length book would be a nonfiction compiling all the articles I've written all these years that we've talked about. And this short story idea, it kind of blossomed. I got some feedback on it, and a lot of it was that I should turn this idea into a novel. So that's what I did, and it encompasses a lot of, what I've learned and what I've written about through all these years of writing about relationships. So,
sure.
You know, it has that aspect of being a fun fiction novel, but it also teaches some lessons as well.
Well, and I'm fascinated by this because I know that the writing that you've done did not lend itself to this in any way. You were a hard journalist writing straight-up stories about information about relationships and what experts were saying and the different, advice that they would give or feedback that they would give from their years of practice. So how did you take, you know, mostly data-oriented material that was designed to kind of journalistically tell story about relationship and turn it into a fictional narrative that intertwines principles that you can put into it?
Well, it was just a matter of creating this plot and these stories and these characters that kind of, they incorporated a lot of, you know, the studies and the lessons that I've, and, you know, the stuff I've learned through writing these articles. So, you know, for example, one of the main themes in the book is, you know, people in powerful positions getting away with infidelity. And I've written about, you know, how studies show that men in more powerful positions are more inclined to cheat. So I kind of incorporated that, you know, study, that aspect that I've written about and for those articles into this book, and it kind of helped me form this plot.
It sounds interesting. So tell us a little bit about the setting for the book. I mean, I don't want you to give the whole thing away, but who's the character and what's the context?
So it centers around Paige Turner, who runs Fixin Investigations, and it's a private investigation firm, and her niche is infidelity. So, you know, she gets hired by, you know, people, spouses who think they're being cheated on, and she goes out there and she is a sleuth and she does some snooping around. She uses social media. She, you know, will do some stalking and some spying, and she uses the help of some of her friends to help, you know, take down a city official, and she just uncovers, you know, a lot of cheating and scandals, and you know, that's pretty much, you know, what happens. And she's a vow enforcer, and she's all about, you know, just having good relationships, and she doesn't like seeing women or men, you know, maybe more men in the next book, just taking advantage of in these relationships.
Sure. Well, and I think that sadly, you know, infidelity touches people on both sides of the equation. But let me ask you about that as a kind of a philosophical question. Attacking infidelity is not a popular thing because we've all kind of, well, you know, ever since one president said, hey, it's all a matter of what is, we've all kind of been told that this is just what people do and you just have to accept it. Your premise kind of sits on the idea that that's not something that we have to accept.
Exactly, and that's what I kind of wanted to, you know, enforce in this piece, is that it shouldn't be accepted. You know, and Paige doesn't put up with it, and she hates seeing her friends and, you know, the people who hire her having to suffer. And, you know, the reality is it has become more, not that it's accepted, but, you know, you hear more about it, and I think today it's a lot easier to have affairs and even hide these affairs. And I think sometimes it's hard for couples to, or the jilted lover, the one being cheated on, to actually, you know, build up that strength to leave the relationship. So, you know, I'm hoping that this book can teach, you know, women and men that, you know, you don't have to stay in these types of relationships, and you can be your own private investigator, and you can have the strength to leave these types of relationships.
If someone is, I don't know, caught in the infidelity, you know, there's data that says, you know, depending on how it comes to light, kind of matters in this area. But does it mean that a marriage is ultimately doomed? Are there people that survive unfaithfulness and do actually find something deeper or stronger in their relationship if they are willing to face it with honesty?
Yeah, they do. And, you know, I've written about this, too. And the truth of the matter is it just takes a lot of work on both parts to, you know, move. I don't know if you fully move on from infidelity, but, you know, I think with a lot of work and understanding, obviously with some help of a therapist, and realizing why this happened, and, you know, just having very deeply regretting it and being sorry for it, you know, with some work, you know, a couple can move on. I think it's hard. I think it depends on the people.
Yeah.
But, you know, everyone's different. Some, I don't know if I'd be able to handle it, but many can.
Well, and the issue really is, like, if you're in a healthy spot and you want to ultimately have a healthy marriage and a healthy family, you probably should be seeking out people that are healthy to begin with. And the more you have health on your side in terms of how you understand yourself, how you understand human behavior, how you understand how goals work and beliefs and all those things, and especially in the area of communication, then you have a greater chance of surviving and thriving in the relationship kind of ether than you would if you don't. But the catch there is, Ashley, that so few people are really well equipped to deal with relationships in a mature way. I mean, it seems like everyone has to get hurt deeply in order to learn the lessons that they need to learn, in order to be smart enough to defend themselves and to find and ask for what they actually want out of their relationships.
Right.
Which is kind of sad. Like, if it would be nice if you could do it without going through the pain, but it seems like it's always when somebody has been really treated badly that they go, well, you know, it's probably not a good idea to not have any communication or accountability within my relationships.
Right. Yeah. I think, you know, you learn from bad relationships, and I think that it doesn't really matter how smart you are or how mature you are, you know, in your career and or in life. I think love makes everyone just a little bit different. I mean, we talked about, you know, that astronaut who, you know, this is an astrophysicist who's into space who drove across the country in a diaper for a man that she, you know, was in love with. You know,
it
makes you do crazy things. So, you know, it doesn't really matter how mature you are, how smart or intelligent you are. Like, I think love, the way we handle love is, you know, a little bit different.
Well, and that's one of the things you consistently reinforce. You always talk about the issue of speaking up, using communication as your best friend, your best defense, also your best investigative tool, if we mm-hmm. boil it right down to it. The book is called Vixen Investigations, and it's a little bit campy, Ashley. The title is a little bit campy. It's kind of cartoonish on that. You got this nice little animation thing, but it really has got a lot of data and a lot of help. I want to get into that when we come back. It's Kevin McCullough. We are live from New York. Do not.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com. Or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. It's relationship night at Radio Night Live, and that means Ashley Papa is with us in the ladies' lounge tonight, and we are thrilled to have her. And I'm very excited about, I remember a number of years ago when my first book was about to come out and how nervous I was and hoped it would be well received, and I know that Ashley's will as well. Ashley, I wanna ask you a little bit about the title, because you know, when I think of, you know, the whole word vixen, besides my recent horrible experience with a fox that was actually outside my bedroom window going wow, because that's how the fox goes. We've now know how, what does the fox go? It goes like that. But foxes are technically called vixens, which is odd because when you think about women, we've also associated the terms foxes and vixens and so forth with women as well. But where'd you come up with the title? Was there, what was the, thinking behind, this kind of rarely used word?
Well, I wanted my, I got vixen because of one of my main character to be considered as kind of a sly, sneaky, smart, sexy investigator.
Okay.
So it kind of came from that. And, you know, then she runs this investigation firm, and I kind of put both of them together. I wanted her to be vixen-like and investigation.
Well, I'm guessing that in the narrative that someone who, you know, a very attractive woman would be able to lure the rather guilty parties into compromising positions, and then be able to say, aha, see, I'm a detective and I got you.
Exactly. And she uses those skills, not just her wit and her smarts. She uses her sex appeal as well to nab some of these cheaters. And, you know, it's really a tool for her.
Let me ask you something that may be too cynical to answer, but, you know, whatever your honest answer to it would be, I would appreciate. For someone who has written about relationships as long as you have, and you're going on a few years doing this now, do you think that the ability for the average person and the average experience in a relationship for people to not have their heart broken and not to be cheated on, do you think that that is improving, getting worse, the same as it's always been throughout history? Like, where do you think we are in terms of how we treat one another in the area of romantic relationship?
In my personal opinion, I think it's gotten worse, only because we can find out about it more. You know, it might have happened just as frequently in the past, but without, you know, I think social media plays a big part. Or just, you know, that we can talk to other people through these, like, private apps that, you know, our significant other doesn't need to know about. I think there's just so much now out there with, you know, the dating apps and just in general that makes it easier for people to meet others. You know, so I think it has gotten worse. I think that maybe because of that, we're able to recognize it more, maybe fight back. You know, if you suspect this, it might be easier to suspect. So if you're in a relationship with somebody, you can find this out. You know, you can approach this, you know, this alleged cheating with the other person.
Right. And I was going to ask you a follow-up on that because you've written about it a lot. But how key is technology to both the modern day? Well, you've already kind of addressed the catching of the cheater, but how key is technology to the cheating itself in terms of what it's ballooned into?
I mean, I think it plays a huge role. It's just, you know, like I said, the fact that you can have like a different persona online, and you can almost have a secret, you can have a life that's online and a life that's, you know, in real life. And, you know, it's just easier to to hide it, and it's easier to have these like private conversations and meet people through the digital world.
But eventually, that digital world, in order for that, you know, I don't know, hidden relationship to have any kind of like real bond, they have to eventually actually meet, right?
Right. So they'll, you know, if it gets to that point, then they'll find a way to physically get together, and they can act on those emotions. And again, that relationship can still stay hidden because the communicating is done through, you know, private texting and, you know, the finding private times to meet each other. So, you know, you can hide a lot through your phones, you know, that your significant other will never see.
You you began doing this as a young woman. You're still a very young woman. Has it shaded or jaded or made you cynical or less cynical or anything like that about marriage personally?
Not really, because I've always held strong values when it came to that, with marriage and relationships.
Did you always feel confident that you would find a guy that was not going to be one of these guys that ends up not being who he says he is?
No. I mean, I never thought I would. I pretty much thought that there was a high chance that they were all kind of like this. But, you know, you can't think that way because I ended up meeting someone who, you know, is definitely not.
Yeah.
I think it's also like the environment that you're in. But I think it's also about you go through these bad relationships and you meet these bad matches, and it should make you, you know, it should teach you, you should want it to teach you a lesson that you don't deserve that kind of treatment and you really deserve better. And hopefully that sets you on the path to, you know, setting your priorities and the type of person that you deserve to be with.
You said that it should, but sadly, I'm getting the feeling that a lot of people do the opposite. They actually begin to lower their own expectations and standards and say, you know what, I'm not sure that I really do. I'm going to find somebody that meets the high goals that I have.
Right. And, you know, if you have that mentality, then, you know, you're kind of screwing yourself over. But again, if all you're meeting are the wrong people, then you might need to be trying. You might need to try something else, because it's not the right mentality to have if you want to meet the right person.
Yeah.
You know, so there's figure out a different way to meet people.
How much of the subjects that you write about have you personally experienced? If you had to just like ballpark a percentage.
I'd probably say 75%.
So that's interesting to me. So when you're talking to one of these, you know, marriage counselors or one of these longtime researchers, and, you know, you're looking at their data, you're also corresponding it to your own experience as a young woman active in the New York social scene, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. Yeah. It's like I'm actually getting some free, therapy, and, like answering my own questions. But a lot of my ideas for articles comes from stuff that I've experienced myself that I just wanted to figure out and get an expert perspective, or it's stuff I've witnessed through friends, or just stuff I've noticed being out on the street and overhearing, you know, girls and guys talking about stuff, and,
yeah,
you know, it makes me wonder about something, and then I'll think about writing it as like an article and interviewing an expert about it.
Well, friends, I want you to get a copy of the book, Vixen Investigations, The Mayoral Affairs. As you can tell, there's a bit of suspense in the public government here as well. But, you know, we've had a president that said, what's the definition of this? I'm not sure. And so she's actually hitting a hot button here. And, friends, you can get it at Amazon, get it at Barnes & Noble, get it in your local bookstores where you are. But Vixen Investigations, Ashley Papa. And go to her website, ashleypapa.com, to get her latest articles. Ashley.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been. And my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY. Or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known and I've
so glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, welcome back. It's Saturday night, Radio Night Live, and we're keeping our eye on the breaking news, the headlines of the evening, as well as talking about what we were talking in the first hour. And if you're just joining us, you may not have had a chance to catch up to speed on what we were discussing, and that is that this odd story broke today across the news universe. And in just a few hours, there were more than a million pieces written in different media outlets, different websites, different newspapers, all of which kind of had the same headline. Pregnant British man gives birth to daughter. and it's not a man. It's interesting that we're getting this problem at this time, because we live in an era of what everyone is talking about all the time, of fake news, news that is not as reported. In fact, right now, the top headline on Drudge and on FoxNews.com, there's been some dirty tricks played on Don Jr. and some of the things that they've said that he had contacts with, you know, in terms of Russia, are not as they had previously been thought to be. We've seen, almost every week the Washington Post have to retract something about, some leaked information they got from the White House because it was inaccurate. The leaks were inaccurate. But if you understand that those stories are coming in the context of a journalism industry, which is about as yellow as it's ever been, and you're seeing this in the context of a journalism industry that will call a man a woman or a woman a man, when there is nothing that demonstrates that they are that. This is how utterly disconnected we are from actual truth. And the more I kind of pondered it today, because if you can say, maybe it's not even a human child. What if this person says, well, my child that I gave birth to, I believe, is inclined to be a kangaroo. So a father who was really a mother gave birth not to a daughter, but a kangaroo girl baby. Like, if you can demand that we ignore all of science in order to say thus and so, and I know we've already had two calls tonight, but, there's anomalies. Yeah, the anomalies fall into 0.009% of the population. I mean, we're talking about relatively, where there's genuinely not a delineation, and yes, there are some tough questions that those families have to face. But you know what I believe makes that harder for them? All of these horrific parents that are being featured on shows all the time that are giving their kids puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones at very, very young ages so that they don't, determine their gender for them. In fact, this last week on my weekly radio show, I had Dr. Michelle Cretella, who is the head of the American Academy of Pediatricians. And she actually said that in the last 5 years, that this whole push towards not defining what the sex of your child is for your child has led to massive amounts of abuse. When you start loading up your kid on puberty blockers, by the way, there is very little medical research that says these things are safe. There is almost no conclusive study that they are okay, and the few that people report to have large questions about the reliability of the factors of how they did the study. But then you get into the cross-gender hormones, where you're giving a boy whose DNA is male, and every cell in his body is going to register as male no matter how many hormones you give him all of his life. He's killed in a car accident. You can't recognize him. They take him to the lab. They say, it's a boy. It's a male. We definitely know that this one is a male. Giving that child cross-gender hormones, giving that boy female hormones, has not even been really examined in children. And in the studies that they've done with adults, there have been all kinds of negative impact. Everything from early cardiac arrest to diabetes to all kinds of genetic things that it messes with. There are so many problems with it with adults. I cannot imagine doctors prescribing that you give them to kids. Because what do kids really know when they're 3 and 4 years old? They barely know where their genitalia is, much less that they don't want it or think that they do. 888-340-3373. Your thoughts on all of this as we continue. It's Radio Night Live.
Hey, Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
888-676.
All right, it's Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. What did Nick just send me? My staff is so good. They're doing research. They're running the whole place, and then they send me, okay, a Canadian parent wants first birth certificate without male or female designation. Oh, okay, cool. So a Canadian parent, take off, eh? That's actually what they're saying to the certificate. Take off, eh, the sex, eh? We don't want the you hoser. We don't want the sex on the card. But So anyway, I was telling you before the break, Dr. Michelle Cretella was on my show. She's the president of the American College of Pediatricians. Has been for a few years. She's been observing this trend that now when parents are going to the doctor and asking for advice, there's kind of two schools of thought. One is you tell the parent to be as gender neutral as possible, and you get them to not commit. So if the little boy goes, "Mommy, you have a pretty dress. Can I wear a dress?" You're not supposed to say, "No, son, that's not what little boys do. Little boys wear pants and t-shirts and play baseball, and we're gonna help you do those things." You're supposed to in some way indulge, or at very least be neutral. And not tell him that it's not a thing that you do. Now, hell will freeze over in my household before that's what we do with our boys. Children are like blank slates. They don't know what they are. So there's this kind of endless search for who am I from the very earliest stages of life. And what all the data shows in terms of healthiest on the grand, you know, general slate scheme of things is that if you have boys and you have them interact with a healthy male role model, particularly a father who lives in the house, and they can learn and observe and see them, identify themselves in him. I remember when our first child was born and we were talking about the whole to circumcise or not circumcise thing, and obstetrician, gynecologist advised, well, let's strongly go with whatever dad is, because as that little boy is growing up, when you travel and so forth, they view their identity with what dad is. And if you understand gender studies, one of the things that leads to the biggest amount of confusion, period, in people that question their sexuality and their identity and their sex, is very bad relationships with fathers. Fathers that they couldn't relate to, were absent, or were at least very emotionally distant. And it didn't give them some sort of like foundation that, you know, the world was okay and that, you know, dad was there. That's a very vital thing for cognitive development for children. Children need fathers in a way that's almost inexplicable in terms of the benefit it does to them from a science and development standpoint. So I just, when I saw this story earlier today, I just had to push back and push back hard, because when you can get to the point where you can say a pregnant man gave birth to his daughter, I'm in agreement with my video director, Nick, tonight. He was the first one in the group that said, well, who says that's a daughter? Could be a giraffe. Who are you to say what it is? Who's anybody to say what it is? The interesting thing about humans, we have all been created very precisely. We have parts that do certain things, and the parts that do certain things on me are not on my wife, and vice versa. So this woman, she goes by Hayden now, that's her man's name, but you know, she was born as Paige, but she can do any number of things. You know, she can change her name. She can add external genitals. She can remove her uterus. She can have her milk glands removed. There's all kinds of things that she can have done to her physical person. And she can take hormones. She can, grow a beard, have a lower voice, get a male haircut, get acne. And all of this is stuff that's actually happened. But what she can't do is she can't crack that code that every cell in her body is stamped with. She can't in any way change the direction of one cell in her body that is labeled clearly female. And when media is willing to lie to you about something that is immutable, hear me on this. This is immutable. You can't change this. If the media is willing to lie to you about that on a massive scale, why should they be trusted on anything else? If they can't look at black and call it black or white and call it white, if they can't say, this person that gave birth to a baby girl today was a mom, If they can't say that with integrity, friends, I don't know that they're good for anything anymore. What are they really telling you the truth on? I kind of have this feeling that, you know, President Trump's onto something. The fake news, and it's just getting, you know, worse and worse. And I'm sure you saw the story this last week, but CNN, who has really just taken a bludgeoning from the president over the horrific reporting they've done, they ended up literally finding the kid that made the meme of him defeating the CNN logo in the wrestling ring and went and basically threatened him within the loss of his reputation and entire life. That if he ever published anything again negative about them, they'd come after him. They say they know who he is. Now, 24 hours after that story came out, there's some speculation that they may have had the wrong person, so we don't even know. But where does the media suddenly become this, we are so much better than all the rest of you. We can tell you a completely untrue story, and you will buy it, believe it, swallow it, deal with it, because we said so. I'm sorry, New York Times. I'm sorry, CNN. I'm sorry, MSNBC. I'm sorry, Fox, if you fall into that category. You don't get to have that kind of sway. At least at this microphone, at least here. Whenever Kevin McCullough's, you know, online in a written form or behind a microphone, we're going to tell you the truth. And we will not let the modern pop cultural leanings of whatever shade the kind of unrepentant nature of telling you that, especially if it's an immutable truth. You can't ever not be male. You can't ever not be female, no matter what you do to your anatomy. All right, coming back in the final segment tonight with a really cool dad. I want you to get a load of who this dad is when we come back. Brought to you in part by MyPillow.com. Coming right back from New York.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us from New York. Every single week, I'm so grateful for the good partnership with MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell offers the people that listen to this show a very special offer tonight, and I cannot. I'm just giddy with how good it is. Everything on the MyPillow website. This is the Giza sheets. This is the bed. This is the fancy pillows with the stitching on the edge, the plain pillows without that, the pet beds, everything that's on the website, 50% off when you use my promo code KMC when you call tonight, 800-506-2641. If you've ever wanted to try one of Mike's four packs, where you get the travel pillows and the premium pillows for one low price for four pillows, and it's a really incredible bargain when you look at their regular pricing. But not just that, every single thing on the website, 50% off, and you should call and find out tonight or get online. Just use my promo code to get that. 800-506-2641. And that might be a good time to get the human bed, because that's a big item. And it's a little bit on the pricier side. It's still cheaper than what you're going to be able to get a bed for in almost any other place. And it's going to be the same great technology that Mike has done with all the pillows as well. But go on tonight, MyPillow.com. Use promo code KMC or call them up, 800-506-2641, and place an order. 50% off everything in the MyPillow inventory, and that's yours tonight when you use my promo code, 800-506-2641. All right, finally tonight, there's something I just, like, geek out about when I see a dad that is willing to have a sense of humor. And I hope that I'm this, I want to be this dad someday. Recently, there was a dad that went a little out of his way in doing a cross-country trip just to get his daughter to smile. Because, and those of you watching on Biz TV, you'll be able to see the effect of this. He actually stopped in a place called Chugwater, Wyoming, just to get out and stand by a sign where he could then chug some water in front of the Chugwater, Wyoming sign, and then post it on social media for his daughters to see. And one of them did post it, and she goes, "You know your pops is committed to dad jokes when he stops in the middle of a six-hour drive in Wyoming just to take such a picture." And good on him in Chugwater, Wyoming. There's a lot of other interesting places that he could also go to. Intercourse, Pennsylvania. Climax, Oregon. I mean, these would be a little on the X-rated side, of course, but just think if you had like little stops all over the country where you could just go and, you know, just it's one of those little meme things. But cool dad. Shout out to the Chugwater dad in Wyoming tonight. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're here. Glad you've been here. If you want to be in touch with us, thebingethinker.com. All my social media is there. You can follow me on Twitter at KMC Radio. You can also follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/KMC01. And go read my new piece about why a pregnant dad cannot give birth to a daughter. It's at thebingethinker.com. And next week, Alistair.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
2468-750.